702. 702. On 92.7. And 106 FM. Streaming on 702.co.za, the 702 app, and on DSTV channel 856.
The 17th of July marked a year since South Africa lost the legendary musical pioneer Johnny Clegg, one of our favorite music sons. Johnny Clegg's tribute concert, which was meant to take place at Emmerich Dam this weekend, has been postponed due to COVID lockdown and will now be held online for his fans on Friday, the 31st of July. In a moment, I'll be joined by another musician who's also Johnny Clegg's son, Jesse Clegg. We'll be talking about this event, which will benefit both the Smile and Click Foundations. But it would be absolutely remiss of me. I would not be worth my salt as a journalist, a broadcaster, if we didn't get this conversation going with some of the music that defines South Africa.
Africa kukhala bangcwele wema
khala bangcwele Africa kukhala bangcwele wema Africa kukhala bangcwele Africa
the legendary Johnny Clegg and Jaluka Africa on 702 weekend breakfast. So sad that he has left our midst, but he continues to live on in our hearts, minds, and soul. We're joined now by his son, Jesse Clegg. Jesse, good morning.
Hey, man, how you doing?
So far, so good. So far, so good. Thank you very much for giving us a bit of your time to talk about your dad. I mean, it's a year down the line, and people compare death of a close loved one, like a parent or a child or a brother or a sister, to really a wound that that never does heal.
Yeah, it's definitely been a challenging year, and it's been a time of reflection and a time of mourning, a great loss for me and my family. But we also know that he left us great gifts that we wanted to celebrate, and we feel very proud of the legacy and the mark that he left. You know, so it's a combination of grief, but also pride and gratitude.
Of course, you have so much to be proud of as well. It's another tough thing to contend with, in that, you know, I find that there would be no greater tribute to Johnny Clegg's memory and legend for there to be a group of South Africans from all walks of life cheering and dancing shoulder to shoulder, living his memory. And that was planned for a concert at the Emmerich Dam this month. But hey, COVID-19 had other thoughts, other ideas.
Yeah, indeed. This concert was going to be a really massive celebration with both local and international artists at Emmerich, with probably about 10,000 people. But things changed, and we adapted, and it's the 1 year anniversary of his passing, and we wanted to mark the occasion because it's an important date, and also because my dad truly believed in the power of music, and I think that we're in a challenging time right now, and I can't think of a better time for us to connect and celebrate through music what he stood for. So we planned a digital tribute event for him. And it's just been an amazing experience, man. We had so many incredible contributions from different artists, both local and international. It's going to be a really special event with some very unique collaborations and people doing some famous artists doing songs of our dads and songs of their own, and collaborations, and some unseen footage from my dad's life that's never been seen before. Just a really fascinating and joyful musical journey that we're all going to go on together on the 31st of July.
Yeah, absolutely amazing that you're still able to hold it. We'll talk more about specifics, but this actually reminds me of one of the final concerts that your dad did. I think it was at the Dome a couple of years back, where he really just brought together not only so many people in the crowd from different walks of life, but the fact that there was just like this musical ensemble on stage saying goodbye to your dad's music career with him.
We were in a tough situation, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when he was diagnosed, and it was a total shock to my dad and to the family. And we knew that time was limited, and he felt that he wanted to go out with a bang. And the final journey tour, I performed and toured with him for the first time, and we did 60 shows around the world, man. Even though he was doing chemo and he was on treatment, and you know he had to fight that battle, he still was completely connected and energized by music, and it brought him so much sense of well-being and so much connection to the life that he's lived. And it was so important for him that he go out kicking and dancing and singing and collaborating. You know, it was just a beautiful thing that we got to do together. I'm really grateful that he had the time to do that.
It's a very, very difficult thing to talk about. Maybe as time goes by, the wound begins to heal a little bit, Jesse. But how long did your dad and the family know that he was essentially, you know, for lack of a better term, living on borrowed time?
Well, when he was diagnosed, which was about 5 years ago, 6 years ago now, they told us there was a very good chance that he only had 6 months. And he ended up surviving it for 5 years. So we knew from the time of his diagnosis that really there was seriously borrowed time. And he just mustered the energy, and he mustered the willpower and the fight, and he took this thing on in such a brave way, man. It was incredible to watch, and also very, very difficult and challenging, and you know, a lot of tears and a lot of moments of incredible joy and happiness together. He really used the time that he had left in the most profound way, and I'm just grateful that we got to have a musical adventure before he left us. You know, having toured with him, and I ended up executive producing his final album, and we wrote songs together, and we just had an amazing time, man. We were lucky that we had that time, man. And I'm really excited that even in his passing, we can still celebrate his life, and that there's still so many people around the world who are still connected to him and are still connected to his message and connected to what he stood for and the music that he wrote. And it's still such a huge part of people's lives even now. For me, that's just such a blessing, man. And I can't wait to once more, like, celebrate with my dad.
Jesse, you know, we lost another great South African son this week with the passing of Andrew Mlangeni. I was speaking to his son, Cello, at the Mlangeni household. And I had to say thank you for sharing his dad with the nation, because as is so often the case, especially, you know, people that were involved in the struggle for a democratic South Africa, the main figures really didn't have a family life. And I suppose, you know, the same could arguably be said of your dad. I mean, thank you so much for sharing him with us. I think so many millions of South Africans believe that they had a little piece of Johnny Clegg in their heart and continue to have it to this day. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks, man. Well, you know, the one thing that I can say about my dad is he was incredible in that he always created a special place for his family. You know, even though his career took a lot of his time and energy, his energy and his capacity to be a father and to be a husband and to be a role model for us was also just limitless, man. And I never felt that we were in second place for him in any regard. And we were also very proud of what he had done. So it was really a pleasure.
Well, Jesse, I mean, did you know how many people loved your dad? I mean, I'm sure you must have had some idea, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the first 6 years of my life, I was growing up in tour buses and hotel rooms and airports and just going to festivals around the world. And, you know, it was really quite a unique upbringing. But I definitely got to see the incredible power of music to connect people and to convey ideas. And in my dad's case, envision a new possibility for a whole country. So I was really moved by that myself, and I felt that this was something that deserved love and deserved support, and it was wonderful that my dad achieved that.
Tulani in Jibavu is a call that we have here. Stay on the line, Jesse. Tulani, what have you got to tell us on this Sunday?
Yeah, what a hero. What a hero. There's history in Jonathan Clark. You know, he was able to fuse the two nations, bring them together in a song, and able not only to, in a song, and able to go out and leave that life open so that you're able to cross, to go across the scatterings, you know. And that is, he was able to, you know, to live the lives of Amapapa and show to people there's nothing wrong with that. You can be whoever you are and enjoy it and live. But that was history. It's going to take some time to get this type of an artist, a father, you know, ordinary citizen that can do so much and show love to the world, that there are people out there, you know. We thank you for your father. Thank you very much for allowing your father to be amongst us. He was a great man.
Well, there we go, Jesse. That was Tulani in Jibavu.
Jeez, thank you so much, Tulani. I really appreciate that, man. That's very beautifully said.
So, Jesse, let's talk details before we end our conversation. The vigil, the tribute concert has turned into a virtual tribute concert. How can we get tickets? Where's the money going? And how can we, I mean, I don't know, you have any suggestions for how people can try and enjoy this in the comfort of their homes or their gardens?
Well, there's lots of dancing space in the garden, man, I'll tell you that.
Very true.
The way that it works is you buy a ticket, you go to herotickets.co.za, Hero, H-E-R-O, tickets. And you buy a ticket, and the concert will broadcast at 8 p.m. South African time on the 31st of July. It's streamable from anywhere around the world, so if there's any international people listening, you are more than welcome to join us. And once you've bought a ticket, from the date of the broadcast, you'll have access to the concert for 8 days after that, and you can watch it as many times as you want. So you don't have to watch it during the actual broadcast. You can still watch it subsequent to that if the time doesn't work.
Sure. Jesse, you're basically promoting 8 days of partying then, huh?
Yeah. Well, listen, man, we're in lockdown. We need a little good times at the house, you know?
True story. I've got a final question for you before... carry on, Jesse.
Yeah, no, I'd love to just mention we're affiliated to Smile Foundation and to the Click Foundation, which are both charity organizations that myself and my dad have been working with for many years already. And they are supporting underprivileged children feeding schemes and medical supplies around the country. And a big shout out to CNA for sponsoring us. They've made this all possible. So it's for a good cause. And it's going to be a really special event. So I can't wait to share with everyone.
Okay, Jesse, we got one more call before I shoot you my final question. Eugene in Lyndhurst joins us. Eugene?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for the opportunity. I've been listening to the pair of you talking, and I just wanted to commend Jesse because he, the way he, first of all, he commended his father. Excellent, you know. Of course, we all have fathers. My father was a great man, a good man. But he's crazy, I think. And I just feel that the way Jesse commended Johnny Clegg, deservingly, Johnny was a great, great man. So I congratulate Jesse on that. And what can I say? I just wish all fathers were like that. So it was wonderful listening to you, Jesse, and love to your family. That's what I can say.
Thank you so much, man. That really means a lot to me, and I really appreciate it. And thank you for commending my father as well. I appreciate that, man.
So, Jesse, I'm definitely going to be getting my ticket for the virtual tribute concert that's happening, goes live at 8 p.m. this coming Friday. What do you think? Here's a difficult one, man. And sorry for challenging you on a Sunday morning, but I suppose you've had a long time to think about it, right? What do you think is the single biggest lesson or principle or value that your dad taught you and perhaps also offered to the people of South Africa?
There's so many lessons that he taught me as a son. It's a very deep question for me. But I think that if I was going to try and find something that would be applicable to myself and to South Africa, is that he had an incredible sensitivity to our common humanity, and he could see through the superficial differences and could find the core and the truth of who we are and what we're here for, the meaning of our lives, and the way that culture frames our lives in such a special way, and to celebrate that culture, not as something that is a difference between us, but something that is a way of seeing our lives on earth with meaning and with beauty and with passion and with love, and that these differences in culture are actually just a different way of seeing the same thing and saying the same thing. And he was able to say it in more than words. He was able to say it with dance and with music and with love and passion. And I think for me that's such an aspirational hope for our country, and he was a true believer in this country, and that just makes me feel real pride and feel like we all have a responsibility to make that dream come true.
Once again, Jesse Clegg, thank you for sharing your father with the nation. He offered so many lessons, not only to you, but to the people of South Africa. We salute you as well for continuing to celebrate his memory. And I hope every single one of us will go out and get the ticket to the Johnny Clegg Digital Tribute Concert. You can find it at heroticket.co.za. Jesse, you're also a busy musician yourself. How's your music career going?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I was actually in LA recording my new single when this lockdown started, so I nearly got trapped in LA. I would have still been there now if I hadn't. I literally caught the last flight out before the lockdown started. So I'm happy that I got home in time, and just trying to stay busy, man. Writing and recording and working on new music all the time, and waiting for gigs to start up again.
Good stuff, Jesse Clegg. Giyabonga mfana wasi Jesse Johnny Clegg.